Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 11th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Iti naiva hi abhona asya kritam syat abhanishkitam jada narayana ayeti jagada chaturaksharam. Now the question may be, the Vishnu Dota asked the Jamadutta, don't touch him. Don't try to check him. He is now clean of all sinful actions. He cannot touch. Jamadutta is meant for the unclean, sinful man, not for the pious, clean man. The criminal department is meant for the unclean, not for the honest gentleman. Similarly, Jamaraja is meant for punishing the sinful man. So, apparently, you are sinful man. He did everything. But the Vishnu came to deliver him. So the question is, that when this man became sinless, that answer is given here. Ite naiva, this chanting of Narayana, by this process, eva, indeed, he also aghana, agha means sinful, asya of this ajamin, kritam syad aghaniskitam, he is now cleansed of all sinful reaction. When he became jada, from that time, jada, Narayana, O Narayana, ayati, Ayati, come here, please. He was affectionate to his youngest son, little son, child. Generally, father and mother become very much attached. So, this child was named Narayana. So, constantly he was chanting, Narayana, please come here. What is that? That's all. Narayana, please come here, take your milk. Narayana, please sit down here. Narayana, take your milk, like that. So, although he was addressing his son, he did not know that this chanting of Narayana is going to his credit. Although he did not know. This is called Agnyata Sukriti. He did not know what is the use of chanting Narayana, these four alphabet, Chaturaksharam. But somewhere or other he was chanting. So Narayana is so kind that although he did not mean real Narayana, he was meaning his son. But the affection was there for Narayana. So Narayana is so kind that consciously or unconsciously, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, it goes to your credit. Just like sometimes when you walk in the street, people say, Hare Krishna. So this is also going to their credit. When they offer their respect to a Vaishnava, that goes to their temple. When one comes in this temple, offers his obeisances, it goes to their temple. Because Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji maga namaskuru. So somewhere or other, with some purpose, immunity, so generally people come with a purpose that I shall go to the temple, offer my respect to the deity, and I shall ask this benediction. That is also good. Even if he has come with a motive, so Narayana or Krishna is so kind, kamat, bhayat, lobhat. As if one chants Narayana name with Shuddha, then what to speak? So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that even people joke with us, Hare Krishna, it goes to his face. Even joking. When this Hare Krishna movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time India was under Pathan rule, Mohammedan kingdom. So the constables, they were requested to arrest these chanters, the Brahmins, this master Brahmin, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you will be liberated. So these Martha Brahmins, they thought it very dangerous because their profession will be lost. So they protested to the magistrate, Mohammedan magistrate, Chand Kaji, that this Chaitanya, the Nimai Pandit, he has inaugurated one movement that simply by chanting one will become liberated. This is not according to our Hindu scripture. So, you may be Mohammedan, but you are our ruler. You should give us some protection. Otherwise, this Nimai Pandit will ruin our Hindu religion. This was the complaint. So after all, he is the magistrate. He took some action and he forbade through the constables that you cannot chant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was informed by his followers that we have been ordered by the magistrate to stop, just like in foreign countries, we are being very occasionally arrested by the police, taken to the jail, so many obstacles are there. But our students are so adamant, they don't stop. They prefer to go to jail, but they were never stopped. They are so much determined. So this persecution of devotees, it is from the very beginning. Prahlad Maharaj, you are 5 years old boy, and you are simply chanting Narayana. So his father became an enemy. What to speak of others? His father. He was atheist. He did not believe in God. So he asked his son, why you are chanting Narayana? Narayana is God, the Supreme Lord. I am Supreme Lord. I am Supreme Lord. You chant my name. The boy will not hear. So there was enmity. He was persecuted. So not in this age, devotees are supposed to be persecuted all the time. Christ was crucified. So this is the position of the devotee in the material world. That they become very easily enemy of the demon. But the devotees are not afraid of the demons. So, the purport is that Jada Narayana Ayati Jagada Chukudaksaram. So Ajamil was benefited, although he did not know the distinction between pious and impious activity on account of too much attachment with this material world. He was the husband of a prostitute and he got some children. So to maintain the family and children, he used to adopt any means. Never mind. He did not know what is sinful and what is not. But his only credit was that he was chanting Narayana. He was chanting Narayana. This does not mean knowingly we shall commit sinful activities and chant Narayana. It is not meant that. He did not know what is seen, what is not seen, what is Narayana, but circumstantially he was doing all the sinful activities at the same time he was chanting Narayana. This is by accident. He did not know that I am becoming sinless by chanting Narayana. He did not have that concept, knowingly. Namnad Balajasahi Papabuddhi. If somebody chants the name of Narayana knowingly, that I am chanting the name of Narayana, therefore let me do act some sinful activities, it will be counteract. They are very sinful. They are not excused. But he was innocent. He did not know what is the effect of sinful activities, neither he knew what is sinful activities, neither he knew what is Narayana. Therefore, it was going to his credit. The Vishnu Duta informed the Jamadusa, he is already cleansed. Don't worry about it. Because he was chanting Narayanayati. Narayanayati. Narayana, my dear son, please come. You are very much attached. Jada Narayana Ayati Jagada, he uttered Chaturaksam, four words, four alphabets only, Chaturaksam. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given in this connection many, many quotations from the Shastra, how one can become free from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Importance of chanting the holy name. So, we are also preaching the same thing under the direction of higher authority, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva kevalam. Kalo nasti iva nasti iva nasti iva ghatiranyatha. In this age, people are generally, 75 or 80% or 90%, they are all sinful. Manda samanda matayu manda bhagya dupad. This is the position of the people in this age. They are manda, all bad, all bad. You cannot distinguish who is bad and who is good. All bad and very slow. They do not know what is the value of life, how to make this human form of life successful. Manda. That's why we are chanting all over the whole world. They chant Hare Krishna mantra and you'll be happy. Still they are not very much interested. Manda, slow. All right, I shall do it at the time of death. Now let me enjoy it. See, manda and mandamatayo. And if one is interested for spiritual advancement of life, he'll go to some rascal, some avatar, some yogi, some bluffer, some magician as spiritual service. Manda mandamatayo. Why they are attracted by these rascals, Mandabhagya and Port. Krishna says directly, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. They will not hear Krishna. They will hear these rascals, so-called yogis, so-called avatar, so-called mahatmas, Mandabhagya. Therefore, upadruta, they are always constantly disturbed. This is the position. So, therefore, this age, Kali Yuga, is the ocean of faulty things. Dosa nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. And you will find, just like unfathomed water in the ocean, Pacific Ocean. Similarly, this Kali Yuga is the ocean of unfathomed sinful activities. Kalo dosa nidhi. But Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, Kalo dosa nidhi rajan, he asti eka mahanigunam. In this age, this ocean of faults, there is a very valuable thing that is special concession to this fallen soul of this age. Because Krishna is so kind, he is always anxious to deliver us. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharat, tada atmanam sijami aham. His father, he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. We are part and parcel of Krishna, mamayivanta. So he is very unhappy. Of course, he cannot be unhappy, anandamaya vyasa. But at least, because we are his sons and we are rotting in this material world for sense gratification, in this way, he is very sorry. Therefore he comes and teaches us. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam. You rascal, why you are going here and there? Just surrender unto me, I will give you. But still, these rascals will not take. So, this is the position of this age, and the one benefit is that kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param bhaje. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, particularly say, kirtanadeva krishnasya, Krishna and Rama. Krishna means including Rama and other incarnations. This is the statement in the Shastra. Rama dimurti sukala niyamena tisthan nana avatara makarat bhuvanesu kintu krishna svayam samabhava param apmanaji govindam adi purusham samangvajar. Krishna has so many expansion. Rama dimurti sukala ramanishinga bara ityas. So, Krishna is existing with innumerable expansion of his power. Advaita achyati anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purisam navajaumani. So, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. Therefore, it is enjoined by this Shastra. Chant these two names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Rama or Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and Hare means Hara. So Hara means the potency, pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord, Hara. It is addressed as Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna, and Hare Rama means Sita Rama. So either you chant Hare Krishna or Sita Ram, it is the same. And this is the only. This is the only. There is no difficulty. So, however your condition may be fallen, take this instruction of the Shastras and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Hare.